The presidential candidate for the PNC in the 2008 elections, Dr. Edward Mahama, has proposed the setting up of a health committee to look at the healthcare delivery system in the country and come out with a national policy which will bind any government that comes into power. The committee should be led by an independent body like the Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons. Dr. Mahama was addressed in a health forum organized by the Students' Representative Council of the University of Ghana Accra City Campus. He spoke to Radio Ghana after the event.
I propose that the Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons should spearhead a think tank called Ghana Health Committee, and that it should be given a mandate to look at the totality of healthcare delivery in Ghana now and into the future. And the key area that I think they need to look at will be, one, the quality of healthcare Ghanaians deserve and should get. Two, healthcare financing reform to ensure sustainability of the system with time into the next 50 years. Three, government-private partnerships that will reduce direct costs to government and facilitate by legislation the financing and establishment of private hospitals to make universal access a reality. Four, the issue of liability of healthcare providers and compensation to victims, that is, patients, of unintended or negligent injury during delivery of healthcare. Five, herbal medicine and herbal practitioners and their integration into the universal access plan of the nation.
What are some of the advantages the country stands to gain if your proposal is accepted?
Asking our national institutions, the College of Physicians and Surgeons, has several advantages. One, our national goals and policies to achieve specific objectives, in this case, universal access to health service, will be homegrown. We won't be taking IMF or World Bank or anybody's eye. Two, it will discourage political parties that form subsequent government from abandoning what was started by the previous government. It will serve as a national policy, and subsequent governments will just have to follow the roadmap, even if they modify one or two things.
In your view, is the universal access to free and quality healthcare achievable?
Universal access to free and quality healthcare is not only desirable, but it's achievable for a richly God-endowed nation like Ghana. If we plan for it, we can achieve it.
The presidential candidate for the PNC in the 2008 elections, Dr. Edward Mahama, talking to Olivia Amoa-Danso.